You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Let's check how the trade ensued for the day and what the analysis might be with Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Well, tell me about the trade over the last couple of weeks and what might have changed in your charts and your current considerations for both corn and soybeans.
Well, corn, really nothing's changed. If you look at the December corn contract, we've been basically tracking sideways for about 4 weeks in and around this, I think the low side's been 432 and the high side's been about 447. So we're kind of in the middle of that trading range with today's closes. And I guess I don't see any reason why it's going to really break out of that range, at least right now. I do think, though, there is maybe a round of short covering activity that's due to come corn's way. We're getting toward the end of the month next week, and the function of the market is to go where the orders are, and my guess is the orders, buy stop orders on the corn short corn positions are up there somewhere around 450, 452-ish, and maybe we could get a short covering rally going into the end of the month. So that'd be about my only hope at this time. I mean, harvest continues. The good news is I think that the big yields are worked into prices. I think that was kind of a given after you saw how the market performed there on Monday, Tuesday, when USA came out with their condition report showing big jumps in the good to excellent rating level, which basically implies or it confirms the better than expected yields that we've been basically hearing ever since the harvest began. So the market failed to go down on that news. So I think the trade has spent here about 7-8 weeks getting good and short for a bearish report. Didn't have one in October. We'll see whether or not November gives them, you know, what they want. Now, the thing in November, we will have some harvested acreage changes, there could be some surprises in that. And I guess they could probably go either way on that one, but I'm more inclined to think there are going to be surprises more so on the lower side of the equation than on the higher side of the equation.
Just to clarify a point, I did see a conversation via email with Joe Persaki asking whether the rumors that USDA would not be updating the FSA numbers in the November November crop production report are true. Apparently, there are some rumors out there. Joe said, no, that's not right, that they will change or at least update that number. He didn't say whether they change it, but, of course, it would be included in the November crop production report. So if anybody's thinking about that one, we can put that rumor to rest because we have seen confirmation from Mr. Persaki that, of course, that's going to be included. When we get a 10-cent jump in this marketplace for corn, if we do, does that offer, do you think, a market opportunity for producers for corn, or should they wait out through the November 8th crop production report?
That's a good question. If I could get the market to rally, pop above this 450 area between now and the end of the month or the first few days of November, next week we should see a pretty good export sales announcements. Maybe something else comes along, I would use the opportunity to move inventory. Now, you know, to what extent, I think each individual has, you know, they kind of know how much cash flow they need by the end of the year. They know how much storage space that they don't have room for on their inventory. The trade is basically waiting on us as we go into the last third of harvest. And kind of feel that a lot of the bins will fill up by then. Storage, commercial elevator storage will fill up by then. And then we'll see a break in the basis. So if you're harvesting here and you know that you don't have room for all of your inventory and or you know that you need to sell some of that inventory for cash flow purposes before the end of the year, I would take advantage of a 10-cent pop here in the corn futures market while the basis levels are fairly respectable compared to where they could be, and move that inventory now rather than toward the end of harvest. Now, once you get in, if you're willing to hang on to it all the way into next summer or next spring, well, then, you know, that's altogether different game. I mean, that's you're going to have to hope that maybe something goes wrong in South America that gives you a boost. You may hope that something happens in the Black Sea area. And both those regions are having some weather problems. And it does look like, you know, our export demand may be a little better than what everybody thought it was going to be maybe 30 days ago.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. He joins us on this Thursday afternoon to take a look at the agricultural marketplace. You can always hear him again at willag.org, or you can just dial into this number, 217-333-3434. We call that one our mobile analyst portal.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.